What are we doing today, Liv?
We're modernising the lifestyle, of course.
And by modernising, we mean modernising.
Come along with us for the journey.
Well, normally we just have a conversation and then I just cut in when you've been talking. You've been saying something, I'm like, hi guys.
Shut up a minute.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Swing Up Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we've got two special guests here. Please welcome Mark and Jen!
Hello.
Oh, is it? It's like Ant and Deck, innit? It's like, what the fuck? They look weird.
Which way? Jen Deck and Mark, Ant? Mark and Jen. To be fair, yeah, I always say Jen and Mark.
It is, yeah.
Even I say Jen and Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Welcome back to the Swing Up Podcast. Welcome, Jen and Mark! I'm just going to be sat here fucking cringing into my own arsehole now. That's it. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You ever been on a podcast before?
We have never been on a podcast before. It's our first time.
Is it? Popping our cherries.
We're virgins.
Olivia, brush her hair down on the side because when she watches back, she's going to be like, my fucking hair.
Beautiful.
Like string of, you always have these strings of hair. It's like,
One string.
You look good though.
Thanks.
Look good. Girls always have these strings.
Slanting you down.
It's hanging like, out my head. And not...
Exactly. Not your knickers. There you go.
It's already started and we've not even started.
There you go. Welcome anyway.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome. And I thought we'd get you on the podcast because obviously we've been friends for quite a while now, aren't we?
Over a year.
It
feels longer.
It does feel really longer.
Really, I feel like we've known you forever. It's
same.
So if people don't know, we actually met Jen and Mark on Channel 4's Open House of Great Sex experiment where we was all residents, right?
Yeah.
But actually, we've been friends a little bit longer than that because we was friends on Fabmingers, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were friends. Why weren't we on there?
I don't know how... You guys say you didn't add us. We never had anyone. So I don't know how we became friends.
No, I'm sure we went to a chic party and I think you were there as well.
Yeah, we were at the same chic.
Yeah, so I think it came from that.
It must have come from
that. We were at the same chic and never talked to each other.
Yeah.
Probably crossed paths.
That was our first chic.
That was our first chic. We'd been swinging nearly a year by that point, but it was our first chic. And I remember seeing you in the group chat and I went, I follow her on Instagram. Yeah. And then I don't know how we became friends. I never did any of the Fabmingers stuff. You always did it. So I don't know how we became friends. But when I saw you at Open House, I was like, we're friends.
Like the Spider-Man meme. Yeah. Hey, hey.
Literally, hey. You were getting your bags out of the car and just went, we're friends on Fab.
Right, wait. We're gonna get to the Open House part later on. Let us not ruin it just yet. Yeah. So how long have you guys been together?
We'll be coming up to 3 years. In the spring, summer?
In the spring, yeah.
And how long have you been in the lifestyle?
Coming up to pretty much from when we started. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You sluts. You serious? Straight in it.
We weren't even official when we started.
We weren't actually, no.
We were like dating and just decided to check out parties together. So, yeah.
So it all started going to, what is it? Proper parties, house parties?
Well, so how it started was one of my really good friends, I went for dinner with her and she was saying her and her boyfriend were exploring polyamory. So they were going to start dating girls as a couple. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I'd heard of it before, but I didn't know anyone that did it. Then I was chatting to you that night and telling you about it. And you was like, well, I don't really want that, but I'd have a threesome. And I was like, I'd have a
girlfriend.
Another one.
Another girlfriend.
We talk about this all the time. Can you imagine, like,
the
going on,
effort.
Banging Jen, and then going out and you have to put another shift in, dating, not farting in front of them.
Yeah. It's not for us, that, is it?
No.
Not farting.
You don't, do you?
I do.
You don't rough into the toilet, Mark, do you?
Yeah. You fart as much as me.
Mine are just silent.
Yours are silent because she wears a thong. She only wears a thong so her farts make no noise. You do.
Well, if you've got it blocking, it just goes. How have we got a fart?
So you wasn't into the polyamory idea, but the threesomes.
Yeah.
Just so women, guys.
Well, initially it was a guy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't bisexual at that point. I mean, I was. I just didn't know I was.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we'd have a threesome with another guy.
You also weren't really sure about me being with another girl, but I really enjoyed the idea of you being with another guy.
Yeah.
So it kind of started off as that. That's when we went to the first party. That's kind of all we had in mind, really.
Yeah, it was. To be honest, we didn't, at that point, we didn't really know what swinging was. It was just, I don't know, we joined Fabmingers and made an account on there. And then 2 weeks later, we were going to Townhouse on the Friday night and we had no idea. No.
It's weird,
no idea what to expect. To be honest,
it's probably around the same time you were doing Vista Wife. Well, I've seen you post, like, it's the anniversary. It's probably around the same time. So other than you doing that, there wasn't really anyone doing it.
No.
So we didn't know what to expect.
But when you think about it, I think, you know, like before we got into a lifestyle, you knew what a swinger was. You actually don't think it's real, do you?
No.
You hear about it because
it's illegal. Illegal? Yeah.
You don't meet a swinger every day. You don't like, oh, I know swingers because we
nobody
heard
talks
about
it.
Nobody talks about it, but now there's this fucking boom where, like, including yourselves doing like social media content around it, and people go, oh shit, actually it is real.
Yeah.
But back in the day. But you went to Townhouse.
Townhouse was our first club night, yeah.
Yeah.
We went to Townhouse on the Friday night. So they have a group chat beforehand, as they do, and we were sending pictures, and I was probably the chattiest person in the group chat, and then stepped outside the front door of Townhouse, and I was like, I can't go.
I was
trying to shit my guts.
Honestly, you were like, I can't do this. We need to go.
We were the same.
We were the same.
I literally had to grab her by the leg and like fucking like pull her out of the car.
I had a rash on my neck. Like I was that stressed about it.
I was sweating. We'd spent, because we had our first meet and it was a private meet and we were going up to Lincoln, which is half an hour. Didn't speak at all in the car. I was like.
The silence was terrifying.
The silence. He's like, you all right? And I'm like, yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
Sweat. Fine. There's a vein like popping inside of her head.
It's like, I don't know why. Like, it's so daunting, isn't it? Because it's a new experience. You don't know what to expect. And if you knew what to expect a little bit, you'd be like, oh, it'll be fine.
Exactly. You were stepping into the unknown, weren't you? Yeah. We had no idea what was through that door.
I was like, I can't. I was watching YouTube videos of the club and I have a bit of a weird thing as well. Like, if I don't know the area very well, I panic because I
don't know my escape routes here. Yeah. What if I get wiped?
Exactly that. So I have a bit of a weird phobia of if everyone turns into zombies right now, how do I get out? And if I don't know my escape route, I get really anxious. And this is a genuine, it's a self-diagnosed phobia. But I do it in every time I'm in a new place. I'm like looking around the room. I'm like,
you're like, Olivia's blocked the door there table. How the fuck am I getting out of here?
She's like,
she's going through the window.
You know she's picking up that swing upside. Watch it through the window. Dive out.
I was panicking. But as soon as we got in, because obviously we'd been in the group chat and on my picture on the group chat, it was me sat on the kitchen worktop eating a banana. So everyone I didn't know had decided my name was Banana Jen.
Oh, nice.
So everyone's like, Banana Jen, Banana Jen. And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, okay, I feel alright now.
Yeah.
I feel okay now.
You feel like you're going to go into the club and everyone's just going to go...
Yeah, when you walk in, everyone stops and looks at you.
Or they'd be like, newbies, newbies. Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
That would be awful. But luckily, it was just after sort of like lockdown restrictions had ended. Yeah, so there was a lot of new people. We definitely weren't the only newbies, which I think made it a lot easier.
COVID were brilliant for like the swingers lifestyle, wasn't it?
Yeah, everybody kind of decided.
People having the sex and just fucking be like, oh, do you know what? Actually, let's fucking talk about it because you've got time to talk about it.
There was a lot of new people from COVID, wasn't there?
Mm.
Well, because we didn't do it before, so we have nothing.
Yeah, we can only go off what people was obviously swinging before COVID said. The boom after COVID, so many more people are now swinging
and
the clubs
like,
and the parties
club
are so much more busier than they used to be.
Even from when we first started, they're even busier now.
Yeah, and a younger crowd as well.
The only issue is it's tough to build new clubs now.
Yeah.
For like council like permits and stuff. Like some councils don't want it, some councils do. But these clubs are getting filled up. Like they need to build new ones constantly. Mm-hmm. It's fucking councils are run by fucking dinosaurs now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
And
why is it, do you think, that it's like changed and it's getting busier and there's like a different kind of demographic now coming into the lifestyle?
I think everything is becoming a little bit more acceptable. Not everything, but like being gay, being bi, being in an open relationship. I think the likes of like TikTok, Instagram is helping because people are seeing these other lives that people are living. And it's the younger generation that are watching that. Yeah. It's not the older ones. So whatever people's ideas of it were before, they're now seeing, oh, that's not what I thought it was. But they're also seeing people like us and they're thinking, oh, they're just like us.
There's just normal people like on telly on these programmes and it just makes it more normal. Whereas I think the only thing I remember watching ever about swingers was, I think Louis Theroux did like a documentary on swinging.
But it was in Texas, where he went to the Texas Lodge.
I think it, but it was like that stereotypical swinging kind of thing.
He wore one
with like fat guys with masks on stood around a buffet table with like a little paper plate and
70-year-old women with long beautiful hair, like fishnet tops on, tits hanging out. And
I feel like I need to watch this. Do we need to watch it?
Jen, next year.
It's that but just with Louis Theroux in it. And that's like always been the stereotypical view of swinging because no one talks about it. And it's always seen as this old people's thing. And I feel like there's so much more out there where it's showing it's
I don't
not.
Think people think it's an old thing anymore.
No.
I think it's becoming a cool thing to be involved in. Like,
look at Penthouse a little bit. We said it before.
The in trend.
They have Fever Nights and it's under 40s, but most people that go to Fever Nights now are actually the younger 20-year-old couples.
Yeah. And they were like, we're 10 years older than you guys. Oh my God.
Yeah, I tell you, we're lucky. We're all lucky we're doing social content because there's going to be many people out there that want to bang us. We're not going to be the old mucky couple in the corner not getting meats anymore.
Mucky couple.
That's it. We're going to turn into them.
I did feel like when we first started, I mean, I was 28. I did feel like I was sometimes the youngest person in the room, but I definitely don't feel like that anymore.
No.
And it's only
been two, three years.
Yeah.
So it's changing so much in just that time.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
It is nuts.
That is nuts. So you've been swinging now 3 years.
It'll be coming up to 3 years in the spring, yeah.
Do you have a birthday on it? It's not a day or?
Was it spring or summer? I think it'd be summer.
Was it? I thought it was more
It was whenever the lockdown restrictions were.
Yeah,
so
I feel like it was September time.
Was it?
Yeah, because it's only just been 2 years. Because I remember you... We could have your 30th birthday party, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah.
And that was like...
When's your birthday?
7th of August.
Oh,
it must have been summer then. Around summer.
I think it was August.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But obviously, we'd set up our profile and stuff.
So did you play at this new townhouse then? Or?
Yeah.
You did? Yeah. First time looking?
First night.
So our first weekend swinging, we did 2 nights in a row.
It's addictive though, isn't it? Once you get that bug.
Did you
I'm
think,
sorry.
Oh, it's going to be a social, then we'll have another social and we'll ease ourselves into it so we'll have meets lined up.
We did not think it was going to be a social. We went with intentions, didn't we?
Did you?
I know we always say to people, just go and check the place out and see how you feel about it, but that wasn't what we did.
Yeah.
We were playing in like an open-ish room, weren't we, together?
Yeah.
And then I was like, can I ask someone to join in? And Matt was like, yeah. So to be honest, I couldn't really even see it was there. I was just like...
You.
Yeah. The perfect scenario for a single guy, really.
I'm pretty sure, the single guy's like in
and
the
he
corner.
Was like, he was like, me? And I was like,
yeah.
Come here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had a little MMF, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did go with like the, look, there's no pressure.
Yeah, there
if we're not feeling, but we immediately felt comfortable there, didn't we, really? Straight away, so...
And then since we'd booked the tickets to that on the Friday, we've been chatting with a couple online. Let's say online. We've been chatting with a couple
And
they were planning to get together with a load of couples that they'd been speaking to and all go to Club Play in Blackpool. So we was like, oh, well, we've got tickets to this on the Friday. And he was like, do both. Do both, you'll be fine. So we did. So we had an MMF on our first ever night on the Friday. And then we had a 9-person orgy.
oh my god!
And our second
this
night.
Is literally throwing yourself into the deep end.
You slow.
When we tell everybody, like you just said, online, take it slow.
Take it slow, yeah. Baby
make
steps.
Make sure, baby steps. Yeah. Just
the Vista
sure
way. The Vista way is go for a drink and a nosy. Jen's on the opposite side. She's like, get in there 9 deep, right? Take that dick.
They don't call me orgy Jen. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is where it started. Second night in.
But that's true though. So like. Your nickname in the lifestyle is Orgy Jen Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have various.
Or Banana
them,
Jen.
Yeah. Banana
Jen. You're still Banana like Jen, aren't you, after the first night at townhouse?
Orgy Jen Jen. Because every time we've been somewhere together, Jen, You always seem to be in the middle of an orgy.
Or organising an orgy.
But she does it in a real sort of way. She'll come up to you like, really like timid, puppy eyes. Do you fancy an orgy? I do, Jen, actually, yeah.
Why not?
If in doubt, orgy.
Yeah.
Well, I just like orgies.
Yeah, I think for us, it's our preference, really. We just kind of love that big, friendly group of people just having a good time and having a lot. Like, the best orgies are the unserious, funny ones.
I've got a question for you. So, do you participate in orgies with unknown people, or is it more like a group of friends that you all know and you've kind of built relationships with?
Yeah, so to be honest, I do feel like I've made a bit of a rod for my own back with being orgy gen, because everywhere we go now, even before I finish my first drink, someone will say, what time's the orgy? And I'm like, I don't know anyone here. Like, do you know what I mean? There does have to be a limit on it. We wouldn't walk into an orgy or organise an orgy with a load of random people.
No. If we saw an orgy over there, you know, we'd be like...
Invitation. Do you want to come?
Invitation only.
Because the best way to get it to work is that everyone knows each other and everyone's comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. Because if you get too many strangers in a room... Well, what are your boundaries and what are your boundaries? And I don't know.
And it's like, oh, that person, can I touch you? And doesn't like that person, I don't think. And then it's kind of like, oh, no, I'm not too sure about that person. I need to now strategically place myself nowhere near kind of you. Yeah. And
even kissing, like, if you're in a big group that you don't know and you've not ran through everything, had a 10-minute meeting before.
Literally ran through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think orgies are definitely our preference when we're going to a club and we know lots of our friends will be there. Our ideal situation is that all our friends get in an orgy and everyone has a great time. Mm. But there are also scenarios where we wouldn't want an orgy when if there's one couple we want to play with or one person.
I think when you play with the same couple over and over again, the excitement, the adrenaline goes, doesn't it? Because you just know what they're like and you know how they have sex. And that's the fun part of like being in a lifestyle, is experiencing someone new. Mm-hmm. That might throw you off guard, like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've had that where we've been to the same nights again and again, and it tends to be the same people that go to those nights. You play with the same people generally at those events. Mm. It just got a bit samey, didn't it?
We tried to mix it up this year. We had a break this year and tried to go to some different events and different clubs because... We were just bumping into the same people. But,
which is great, because we love those people.
But also at the same time, like, I think sometimes, especially if you have a friendship, the more you have sex with them, I actually sometimes think it gets better.
Yeah.
Because
you get to know them and what they like, and you might try something different because you're feeling a little more confident with them. Whereas, not in every case, don't get me wrong, we've had sex with people for the first time and the only time, and it's been great. But then there's other people where you've done it the first time and it's a bit, what's the word, like clunky?
Is that okay, harder, faster, slower?
I've figured out now, like, I try go for women the same height as Olivia. No, listen.
Why you always go for me?
This is... Listen, because...
They look nearly the same.
And Mark, you're going to agree with me on this, right? Yeah. No, because you play with a smaller woman, that's a small... If I play with... The body doesn't align.
Right.
Do you know, like, in doggy, like, you two in doggy are both the same height, right?
It's all different angles,
It's all different
it?
Angles, yeah, and you can't get into
get
a rhythm.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
So you kind of...
You're, like, having to change your angle up, and you're like, I can't focus well in this angle.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, shit, my back's twinging here. Like, what the fuck's I'm becoming that old creepy guy in the corner now, like, my back's going. Too many water breaks and all that. But it's true, though, isn't it?
No, like, I get what you're saying.
Even like a taller girl, like, the position of how you normally fuck is not going to be the same as how you'd...
Yeah.
You can't give it the full shebang, can you?
Yeah. Can't give them the gauge experience. Yeah, the full gauge experience.
There's a catch.
Oh, you said... I ain't said it on the last podcast, did I?
It's not been on this podcast yet. Season 2. It's been banned.
Has it been banned?
It's been banned.
It's been written out the show.
I'm a catch and I'm just chill. That's... Them words have been banned.
She nearly punched me when we went to Ireland, you know.
Why?
I didn't punch you.
Nearly.
She frightened me. She looked me in the eye. And give me like, I'll fucking murder you in a second.
He just kept on saying, I'm chill. What are we doing? What do you want to do? What are we doing? What am I doing? What do you want to do? I'm chill. I'm chill.
Yeah.
Oh my God, make we're a decision. Sex party. Make a decision. Are you coming to
no,
play?
Olivia, that's
are you
because
staying there?
This is not your podcast anymore. This is an argument between you and us. You're just in the middle of it. No, because I said to you, I said to you, what do you want to do? And you go, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to say? And then you go, what are you feeling? I'm like, I'm just chill. I'm just happy just doing whatever I'm doing. Like, I'm not just happy here.
I know what you mean.
I'm sorry about
that,
Jen.
I just want an answer because I'm like, I'm really like, never know what
you're
I want to
chill,
do.
Aren't you?
I'm always chill.
That's it.
And you can't be chill too.
Jen, chills.
Jen, Mark, I'm sorry that you had to experience that outbreak of an argument that me and Liv, that's my and Liv's arguments. I'm sorry you had to witness that.
We're chill, guys.
We're chill.
So if I hear that in Cancun, guys, I am going to throttle any of you.
That's it. Chill. Right, let's skip it forward. So, Orgy Gen Gen became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Banana Gen came a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You loved orgies. 3 years in. Let's get to the point of open house.
Yes.
Like, how did they get in contact with you? How did they find you? What were the process with that?
So I watched the first series of Open House, series one, and I was watching it and thinking, why is he not getting any couples in there? Like, experienced couples.
Mm.
And then I saw at the end, it was like, we're filming for series two and you can apply. So I applied for it and then told Mark.
Did you do?
Not before, after. Yeah.
I came downstairs and I was like, you know that TV show I've been telling you about that I've been watching? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, they were looking for experienced couples. Like, do you think we could do that? And Matt was like, why would we do that? I was like, funny.
And it'll be a laugh. It'll be chill.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, I was like, for the mad crack.
Yes.
And then you was like, you can do what you want if you want to apply. And I was like, great, because I've applied.
Yeah, because I didn't think they'd come back to us. I'd be like, just do what you want. Yeah.
No, you didn't. And then, they rang us not long after.
Yeah.
And sort of went from there. But yeah, we applied.
Yeah, that's nuts. Because we first met you guys in the car park at the Travel Lodge.
Yeah.
So if people have not watched season one, what happened was we had to quarantine for 4 days in a Travel Lodge, which wasn't the best experience for it, but we made it work. And
yeah,
I remember looking, I remember actually when we got there, you guys used to go for a walk every day.
Yeah, we did.
And I looked at someone and I was like, do you reckon they're here for open house? Me and Liv like look out the window.
We're like looking literally like that at the window.
And I'm like, I need to go down to the car for something because we came on a day late. We drove down.
Yeah.
And then I spotted you. I was like, you guys here for open house? Like, you here for open house? Because you weren't meant to say anything, were you?
No.
To anyone?
No, we weren't.
They quickly gathered. That's when I like, got stabbed by Linda.
snitch.
Snitch.
Yeah. We just happened to get chucked off the car park as you arrived.
No, honestly, yes. It was mad, wasn't it, Liv? Wasn't it mad? Because we got there and I was like, what's that big crowd out there? Like, is that part of the cast or are they just fucking like a couple of chavs or something to drink outside?
Well, both.
I was like, I'm going to go check it. So I went downstairs to go get the iron out of the car.
Why we'd need an iron?
But then,
in
I don't know.
Travel lodge.
Yeah. And then you actually conveniently got kicked off back to your rooms. And it was Linda, like, with the Latina blood, stared at me. She was like, do you snitch on us? I was like, I don't even know.
Snitch,
who
bruv.
You are. I was like, yeah, bruv, you snitch on us. I was like, mate, Linda's scary. When she's got that Latina look, I was like, no.
It was Nathan's birthday,
and
the runners had bought us cake and spirits with no mixer and said, you can have a few drinks, but you have to be outside because obviously we was quarantining. So it couldn't be in someone's room, but then they decided that we couldn't do that. And we was like, well, you just bought us like bottles of gin. And...
Just as Gage arrived.
To sitch on them.
They're having like... too much fun down there.
Yeah.
Olivia, they're having too much fun again.
Who are these people?
You messaged us on Fab, or you, one of yous.
Probably
on, like, you messaged us online and said, so what's the crack then? Are we behaving? No, we're in quarantine or are we playing? And I was like, listen, we've just been fucking kicked off the car park.
I bet you're in your room going, can you believe this guy snitching on us? And he wants to use me.
He's got his back in doors so we can shag him.
I didn't know what was going on because it's open house, isn't it? Like, we went down there with mentality of like just being sluts and just fucking just living our best life.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I didn't think that the quarantine thing would have been COVID wasn't really a thing then, and we were still having to quarantine.
Yeah.
And, like, it was kind of...
We kind of just got over all that.
It got over it, and then we were like... Forced back into it. Exactly. We were having to do testing and stuff. And
to
I was
be
like,
fair,
is this actually real? Mm. Are we just playing at this, and we can still socialise?
It were nice that if you wanted a Nando's, it did get delivered to your door, though.
Yeah.
I mean... It made us really lazy, though. Really lazy did them 4 days, because we were like, yeah, we'll get fit, we'll do running, we'll make sure we're... doing our exercises. We've got 4 days. No kids, no nothing. Sat and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And we were like, we'll put out loads of content. We'll just do loads of TikToks in our room.
Well, that's how we found Harry and James there, didn't we? Because they were posting on TikTok and we're like, they're posting a lot of TikTok on a travel lodge.
Why are they in a travel lodge?
So then I think you dropped them a message like, hey guys. And they was like, hey, how you doing? You know, followed each other for a while. Guys, you're not an open house by any chance, are you? And they was like, shit. Fuck.
The travel lodge outed them.
But overall, how was your experience?
An open house? We had the best time.
I loved it.
It was the great, like, best 3 weeks ever, wasn't it?
It was the best 3 weeks. I mean, there was definitely difficult points or times when we weren't happy when it was cold and...
Yeah, I think it was hard and it was like an emotional roller coaster, wasn't it?
But overall, it was the best decision we ever made, really, to go on that.
And the fact that we're all still really, really good friends out of it, like, and we support each other, and I just think, like...
I never expected that.
We
went, to be honest, we did go with very little expectations. Yeah. We didn't go for... It wasn't a business move. We didn't go to make friends. We didn't go to get famous or anything like that. No. We just went because it was there, and we had no expectations, but we've got so much from it that we... never intended to get, really.
Yeah, it was sick. Because you were our next door neighbours as well, weren't you? In the bunker bins.
Yeah.
Well, not because one of ours flooded, didn't it? So we had to move into... do you remember that, mate?
The window was open.
I still get angry today. I was like...
That was the worst experience. I think that was my lowest point where I was like, fuck it, I'm going home. My bed. It was just my bed. If my bed hadn't have been wet,
did pack it in, didn't we? Because we had the leak... And then, obviously, we had birthdays coming up and just, like, things on the outside. Yeah, and we was like, can we just skate for one day? And they was like, no. And then me and you was like, do we fucking just pack it in now and just go? And then I think we had that little afterthought of...
We're here now. We've done, like, a week already, I don't think.
And if you pack it in, you don't know what you've missed then, really, do you?
Yeah.
I'd have had serious FOMO.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we were just... chilled, really.
You were just chilled.
Sorry. I'm telling you, it's a chilled thing. I'm
the only
chilled
thing I wasn't happy about was the beds.
Yeah, that was a big thing for us because obviously they want you to be having
sex
with other people, ideally. But we weren't having, we were trying to have sex in these fucking tiny bunker bins with tiny single beds separate.
And our shutters were broke, so we had to have sex with someone watching through the window.
You'd hear someone, because obviously you could hear someone walking. You'd be like,
you had someone watch you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, not watching. But they walked
past
very slowly and had a really good look in.
Dick in their hands as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we couldn't see that bit, but...
Really? The fucking pervert.
And then the next day he was like, I didn't know whether to knock on and ask if you wanted company or whatever. And I was like, well, we were just watching you walk past the kids.
Can you imagine him walking past it like, you're getting done in dogging, you're both like...
It wasn't a townhouse situation. No. It wasn't a, come on in.
It really
I don't know why, but we just stopped like he was a T-Rex and he couldn't see us if we didn't move. And we just made complete eye contact.
Those beds were the worst height. Like, doggy, you get used to your own bed height as well, don't you? And I was like, we couldn't both get on the bed. So I had to be like over the bed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the right height. No. They were really low.
Yeah.
And it was really soft.
It was really in front of the... What was soft? It was
the bed. I think at one point we were like, let's make a sex tape.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I think we've got a 5-second clip.
I mean, we didn't do content together then. I did solo content, but I worked like crazy for August so I could take the 3 weeks off, so I didn't do a single TikTok.
Because you was quite big into camming, wasn't you?
Webcamming.
Not on OnlyFans. Yeah. So I remember us having the conversation that you was big into the cam world.
Webcamming was my job, yeah.
That was your full-time thing. And then after open house and experiencing what everyone's doing on OnlyFans, you was like, oh, actually, do you know what, we should...
I did have an OnlyFans in my name, but it was very much side hustle kind of thing. It was just a bit of extra. I'd never really focused on it, to be honest.
Do you cam much now, or do you just do more OnlyFans?
I haven't cammed since May.
Is that because you do loads of social media content and...
Yeah. OnlyFans is our main.
You did want to get out of it, though. You weren't enjoying
it. It wasn't the same, yeah. I think lockdown changed webcamming a lot. I mean, I joined it during lockdown, but like in lockdown, you could make hundreds in 4 hours. Like 4 hours is a normal working day on webcam, but by the time I stopped doing it, it was taking like 9-10 hours to make it. 200 quid.
Oh, wow.
So you quit your normal job to do webcamming because it gave you the freedom to just do a couple of hours here and there, but you were finding you were doing more hours than you were.
Yeah, and it's tiring as well, but also when it's not busy, you're just waiting for something to happen. So then I was like, I need to do something else, which is when we decided to do the couples page together, which thank God took off better than my solo page.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd still be sat there on this webcam now.
Yeah. They're all there, just wanting Max dick.
So after open house, obviously we've done a few more TV shows, haven't you? Because obviously you came around to ours for a Channel 5
guest appearance.
And fun fact, actually, if you watch Adults Only season 3, you know that moan at the start of everything. That's actually Jen's voice. It must have been a perfect little moan.
How funny is that?
I remember watching, because I watched your own episode first, right? And then it went into the other one. And it's the intro, and I heard the, and I was like, where did I know that noise? We've got birds in the roof. What's going on? Next one's like, Yes, so you've done Channel 5. So you've done Open Ash, done Channel 5 with us on Sex Actually. And then you've just done another one, right? Can you tell me more about that?
So Adults Only.
You've done two Adults Only?
Yes, that was who we filmed with again.
You hoes, all right.
Yeah, they saw a glimpse of us with you guys and were like, we got to get
gotta
Jenna
have
Mark.
More
we
got to
get him. They initially wanted us to film in a club, but we weren't able to make that work. So we basically hosted like an Airbnb swinger party, and that's what they filmed. So it was good fun, actually, wasn't it? Yeah, we had an orgy.
Yeah,
obviously.
Fancy that.
Obviously.
And you got a jumper saying, what's your jumper?
Orgy organiser.
Orgy organiser. And do you take that to clubs?
No, I actually don't, but I should have worn it today.
You should have worn it today.
Are you taking it to Cancun?
It's long sleeves.
Oh. Yeah.
So, on the plane.
Yeah.
I imagine.
So people, this will probably come out after we go to Cancun.
Right.
I don't know if you'd insert a clip of something. Something funny might happen. Might insert a clip here.
Not an orgy clip.
Right? Not an orgy clip, no. No. I was trying to think like the dates of when this is going to release. We're going to go to Cancun, aren't we?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so by the time people are listening or watching this, we've been to Cancun.
We've been to Cancun.
How exciting is that? So we're going in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Or did we go 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're going in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Cancun was great, wasn't it?
Man, so much pussy out there, honestly, lads.
All at the right height.
All at the right height.
So many
5'6".
It's like, how tall are you? It's 5'4" to 5'6". Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. Right? It's just they've got to be that height. It's a thing, I'm telling you. I've got a question for you. I'll ask you individually. Pet peeves in the lifestyle. What guys do, or just over in general.
Guys and girls. Don't just hit on the guys.
Hey, mate, listen.
I have got
team
some
single guys.
I am team single guys. Like, don't just hit on the guys. Hit on the girls too.
Yeah, there are.
Pet peeves of anything in the lifestyle.
No, because if I hit on the girls next time I go to a club, all the girls are going to be like... That fucking twat.
Not just the tall girls, but all the girls now.
Never been a tall girl again.
That's it, yeah.
Just got sat in a corner.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, please, come on, let's go to playroom. Please. I didn't mean it. This is a podcast.
What about pet peeves? I hate it when people do this to you.
Well, when talking?
What?
in clubs when people are like trying to get your attention.
So you have
Liv,
a drink.
Yeah. What did I do when we went to Penthouse? I had this weird like experience, right? And don't ask me how it happened. This luckily, this woman. No, listen.
I don't know where this is going.
I'm not a sexual predator by any means, right? But
are you sure?
This woman, I think she went into me anyway. She was like, I don't mind, kid, it's fine. We was leaving Penthouse and you got caught up chatting. So you know where the door is to go outside, you got the stairs and you got that little hallway? As we were walking out and I was like, where's Liv? So I turned around and there's this lady stood at the bottom of the stairs, but Liv's literally at the door. And I'm talking to Liv, but my hand starts rubbing up and down this girl's back, thinking it was Liv, even though she was outside. And then I caught myself doing it. I went, oh, fuck. I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, I'm just stroking your back. Luckily, she was like, you can carry on if you want. Oh, and I was like, lucky.
This is like, Gage after he went to club and had a few drinks, because he never goes and has a few drinks, do you, as well?
I'm not a predator, honestly.
Drunk Gage is.
Drunk Gage is a different guy.
Once he's had 5 porn star martinis, is anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She was like, it's fine, it's cool.
I think most people are cool with things like that when they're in an accident, but some people, this is their genuine tactic. They'll be like, hey, yes. Get off.
Yeah.
I don't really, to be honest, like being touched outside of the playrooms.
No, you don't.
Like, sometimes you'll play with someone and then you're coming back into the bar area with them and you, I don't know, like freshen up or something, and then they're like still all over you. It's like, get off.
I'm done now.
I've come.
What was your pet peeve, Mark?
Look, everyone has their own thing. They have their own rules. I really do not understand the no kissing rule. I love a good snog. Like,
that gets things
especially
going.
In the middle of it all. Like, I mean, I don't want to be thinking, oh, I can't kiss that person. Because it's just a natural thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
And I just don't understand that at all.
It's tough though, isn't it? Because we experienced that, didn't we? The no kissing rule. And it's kind of like you're going for the kiss and you're like, oh,
I can't do that, but my penis is inside you, but yeah. I can't kiss you. I just don't get it.
My lips can kiss your dick, but I'm not allowed to kiss your mouth.
Yeah. To be honest, it's we probably some people. Wouldn't. And now if someone said no kissing, we probably wouldn't.
You don't come across it that often, to be fair.
Well, I think I can only think of one couple where it's been no kissing.
I think that's a very starter rule. I think when people are starting out in the lifestyle, I think they think that
they have to have rules.
Any rules.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that they think, oh yeah, no kissing, just like...
I mean, we were the same. We had rules that we don't have now when we first started.
I was going to say, do you guys actually have any boundaries? What are they, if you have any?
To be honest, we very much go with the flow, and it also depends on who you were with. Like, when we're in like group chats, you know, before a party, and people say what they're looking for, we generally don't say single guys. But if we went there and met a single guy that we really liked, then
yeah, we've been with single guys before.
Yeah,
it's not like a no way.
I think, to be honest, everything's pretty much go with the flow.
Yeah, we're very fluid with it.
Do you play solo as well, or are you just strictly together?
I mean, not necessarily against it, but I just don't really have the time to prioritise it. I'm also not that bothered about doing it.
Yeah, the whole point for us is seeing each other. No.
But I think if I went to meet up with someone and then sent you a video, you'd also love that.
I would love that, yeah.
But
Jen's like, I ain't got time for that shit.
When I'm at work, Jen's...
I'm watching The Weakest Link. Yeah. Meet my pussy.
You take my pyjama bottoms off and...
Yeah. Pop me in the
shower. Don't take my slippers off, my friend. Just take a
call. Oh, what a life that'd be.
Yeah, we do things together, really. Yeah. When we first started, we was open to that scenario that we just said. But now that life is so busy with already having as much sex as we do, I don't really think there's space for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're filming for OF and we're swinging and we're trying to be a couple as well. So what else can I add in there?
Personal question. Do you guys have just as much sex off camera personally?
We make an effort to, because you can get, and we have got sloppy with it, haven't made the effort to do that because we've already been filming and then we've been swinging but we have to.
We find issues.
I lose my head.
Yeah.
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 Fuck, man.
I want proper hardcore stuff, not the filming stuff.
I want one-on-one. Yeah. I need the intimacy.
We found it's really important to
tell
me
how great my pussy is.
Yeah. If we're not fully connected as a couple and we go swinging, issues pop up, don't they?
I lose my head, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia loses her head when she doesn't get the good dick, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that a woman thing?
I kind of have a little paddy if we've met someone and I've not had the good dick, and then the woman's kind of just been like, to Gage, and kind of been like, well, I'm getting the good dick, you can deal with that dick.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
pull the short straw.
I've pulled the short straw, and now I'm like, Gage, you need to come fuck me.
But you've put in a shift in, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you can't say no, can you?
No.
Have
you guys had a bad experience or an experience that you think, oh my fucking god?
I don't think we have we?
I can't think of any bad experience. Do you know what? I think we avoid them because we mostly go to clubs and parties, and if something looks like it's turning bad, you can just fuck off.
Yeah, we hear a lot of stories.
I can tell you a good story.
Come on.
Well,
guess what, Jen? It's a podcast and this is what we do.
He does follow us on Instagram though, so he might listen to this, but he might not. I'll let him
Do know. We know him?
No. So we went to, obviously, Town Elves on our first night, and then club play with this group of people on the Saturday. So it's our second night swinging, the Saturday, yeah? We're still all, like, heads in the clouds from the threesome we'd had the night before. Then we have this 9-person orgy, and me and him are just walking around like, and then I go to the toilet, I come back, and this guy who had arranged it all is drinking a drink, yeah? It's like normal drink glass. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, what is in that? And he's saying to his wife, this is a good one, this. And then his wife says, oh, it's a hybrid between me and her, not me, this other girl. And she went, yeah, we mixed it up for you. And it was pissed.
Oh my god!
He was just drinking it just at the bar, like it was a gin and tonic.
Like he was leaning on the bar, legs crossed.
We just stood around chatting.
He's like, yeah, that's good.
Did you bang him, Jen?
Yeah.
Oh! You kissed his pissy lips there.
No, I
can't even
beforehand. He spat in your mouth. Oh! Pissy Jane's in the house!
I would like to say that he is an absolute legend. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Nice. Oh, I bet he's fucking lovely.
Proper great swinger, is just proper rum and dirty.
Oh.
Also, he's also very into feet, which you guys know.
I've got a story about feet of me and Jen. So we went to Torture Gardens together, right? I could not make this up. I was like, I don't get shocked much, but I was shocked from this. In a good way. So obviously it's loud. Everyone's kind of can't stay together because it's that busy. And then I remember saying, oh, I'm going to the bar. And he was like, I'll come with you. And the bar was absolutely chocker. So you were wearing these heels. I was like, oh, Jen, do you just want to go sit over there? I'll get the drinks and then we'll go back. So I'm chatting to people at the bar, wait for my drinks. I pay for it, I get my drinks, and I come and meet the gang. As I get halfway there, I give them the drinks. I'm like, shit, I've left Jen. I was like, I need to run back and get Jen. She's going to be like, I'm going to lose her. So I'm running back and the fucking corridors are full of people. I'm like, get out of the way, fucking move. I've left Jen. Get into the bar. And all I see is Jen's face like that. And some guy at the bottom, like, kneeled before you. And you're giving him, like, these fucking sexy eyes. And he's like, in all your toes and stuff. Yeah. And you're licking your feet.
Proper tongue in your toes.
I was literally sat like this while he was just chewing on my toes, basically.
Yeah.
But my feet were so sore from the heels, it was the best thing that could have possibly ever. Now, Gage, I know you're blah, blah, blahing right now, but you joined in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I've got a picture.
Fuck you.
Said that.
I've never heard that.
I know that.
We didn't
know
that.
I've got a picture.
Liar.
He never mentioned that.
Did I join in?
Did you join in?
He might have joined in and gone on the foot. You weren't as deep throaty as the guy was with the other one.
You're not a toey guy. You'll put it in now and again.
I have a Jen though, to be fair. No, because Jen does these things and I've got it on video. where I'm on top of Jen. In fact, we're on a foursome. We created content together, right?
Yeah.
And you're on the bed and I'm on top and your legs are apart. And I'm looking over at Olivia. And all I felt is this something brushed across my face. And whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's how she does
That's
it.
That's how she does yeah. it. And I look at her, she goes...
She just dangles it out to you.
I thought she like deep-throated me with her toe, like, hock, 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 hock.
She's like, have my toe.
Anyway, back to Torch Gardens. I can't remember actually doing it, but I probably did it in consideration for you.
Just yeah. so thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah polite, I was like, you know, it? Two guys on your feet, Jen, Jen.
I think I have a picture of it. I'll send it you if you want to put it in the video.
No, don't send it.
Delete it.
Delete it, please.
I want to see this picture. I want to see it.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard this.
Unless I'm just fantasising that didn't happen. I'm 99% sure it did.
Two guys
I can't remember.
At my feet.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I am talking about like Torch Gardens and clubs and stuff like that. Do you have a favourite club?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if we do, actually. Do you have a favourite club?
Oh, you don't want to tell us.
To be
it's
honest.
Like, I'll land myself in shit if I name one.
I think clubs can really depend on what mood you're in.
I think it all depends on the
crowd.
Actual crowd and the event as well.
Happening. We're more about the event that we go to. We don't go to a club because it's
that club.
We like the events more than the club, don't we?
Some people are really like married to the club, aren't they? Yeah. Like they don't go anywhere else. They go to all the events there. And I guess we kind of did that at the start with Townhouse, and we love Townhouse.
Yeah,
we still really love it. We think it's a great club. We love the people there, but you've just got to experience that there's more out there.
Do you like theme nights and stuff like that? Because I fucking hate them.
As in dressing up?
Yeah. I don't. It's, you know...
We would prefer a party that aims at a younger crowd. I think that would be our theme.
Yeah, but if there was like, guess what? It's fairy and elves theme. You got to come as a fairy and elf. And you're I don't want to go as a fairy. Like, let me just dress my own clothes and let me feel good.
I like fancy dress at Halloween, I don't want to dress...
Halloween, but...
Yeah,
I don't... On a Tuesday night when you're fucking eating biscuits
April,
with your spot cream on, Jen. You know what I mean? Like... Hairs up here.
The only theme that I can get behind is a pyjama party.
Mate.
I've never been to a pyjama party.
Guess what? Swinger parties next year, 2024. We're going to dedicate doing a pyjama party.
That's a great
Just
idea.
For me.
Can I wear my slippers?
Yeah. That's it. And it's all it's going to be, right, is pyjamas, onesies, takeaway food, bang a movie on.
Netflix.
And if you... Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
Netflix and chill party.
Literally.
Do you agree with this, though? That if it gets past a certain point of the night, you just fucking give up. Like, if we haven't found anything
they
past
can
1 o'clock...
You guys can party. I think we've getting to the past the point now of partying. I don't know how...
I love a party where I'm wearing pyjamas, eat takeaway, watch a movie. It starts at 8, finishes at 5 past. And we've watched a movie, we've come, we've fucked, and we're just in bed at 10 past.
To be honest, we really enjoy the social side of clubs as well. Like, we know a lot of people on the scene now. It's very rare we would go to a party nowadays where we don't know at least a couple of people. So I think even if we didn't play with anyone, we would still chat to people
at the bar and drink.
I think, but Gage is like thinking, I don't want an orgy starting at 3 a.m. Thank you very much, aren't you?
3 a.m. so late.
I don't think we've
And even if you pop a tablet, like, you still like, your body's like tired. It's not working. For us, it's like midnight's the pinnacle point. Finish about 1:30.
Take away and bed.
Yeah.
That's it. And you can have a good night's rest and still get up like earliest.
Yeah.
I sound old as fuck, don't I?
You don't sound old. You can tell you've got kids. Like, we can sleep till 3 p.m. like no problem.
That's it.
Someone might have to let the dog out for a week.
We don't have to get up. Yeah.
Sell the children.
Would you ever have kids?
Fuck no.
No?
Absolutely not.
We're very much in our absolutely not era right now.
Yeah.
It might change. We have said never say never.
We're not going to say never. But absolutely not.
That's another question. Would you ever consider polyamory? That absolutely not. Or
it's not absolutely not. I think we both have the ability to do poly quite well because I think we do communicate quite well and we we understand that something with someone else doesn't affect what we have, but I actually just don't think either of us want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say you're going to fall for someone else or you have a relationship and things. We don't, we're not looking for it. We're not actively seeking it. We like the friendships and the friendships stay friendships. And I don't want anything else. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like I have room for another you in my life. Like, do you have to give?
I think you've got to have a lot of time. You've got to have a lot of time to be polyamorous, I believe.
I think you've got to really thrive on like new relationship energy and first dates and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got to really enjoy that. I actually find that quite long.
Yeah.
I like our relationship because we're like really comfortable.
Yeah.
And if we was going on like a first date or then you've got like this new relationship where you're constantly messaging, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
It's too much effort.
I can't even be arsed replying to my swing up messages.
We're lazy. We're lazy swingers.
Jen, edit that out. So what Jen said, she was like, I answer all my swing up messages like every day.
I think when you're answering Instagram messages and OnlyFans messages and
when it's your job to reply to messages,
it's really,
it does take the fun
like
out
it
of
says
it.
It's taking the fun out of actually building them connections that could be actually potentially a good connection for swinging in the future.
Yeah. I agree. And to be honest, we try to get to a club or a party once a month, so if people are messaging us, the chances are we'll probably just be like, listen, we're going to be at this party, come and chat with us, we'll look out for you. We're not really into the whole back and forth beforehand. We never have been.
No, we haven't.
We fall into this trap, me and Olivia. I don't know if you're experiencing the same thing, where you chat to a lot of different couples, but then they all go to the same event expecting that you're going to play. You ever had that before?
No, because we don't reply to our messages.
Jen!
Oh,
dearie me.
I think, this is one thing that I think people forget about swinging is everyone swings in their own way. And for us, online connections are not what we look for. We don't want the back and forth messages. We don't want to plan to meet up with someone at a club.
It
pushes
off, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's just not, we like to meet people in person.
Get the vibe.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then we'll stay in touch. Then we'll stay in touch and we'll message you and we'll probably have you on whatever it is that we're having you on. But we'll keep in touch that way. So it's just, I guess everyone's just different. Yeah. Some people have to have that build up and they want messages for weeks and then they want to go meet for a drink and then they'll play. For us, that's just...
We find you just don't know how you're going to connect with someone until you're there in front of them. We don't want to be messaging for a month and then... Especially with private meets, like, and then you meet them and there's no connection.
Yeah.
We just don't want that.
But I also respect that some people like messaging them and they, you know, they need that messaging and that's great, but maybe we're just not a swinger match then because you want that sort of commitment, but we can't give it to you.
Because when we first started, like, we were constantly messaging and I think it's, you get the bug and it's the, someone new and it's something exciting, but I think when you've been around the block a few times, you can take it and leave it, can't you?
To be honest, we never really got into the messaging.
At first, we were like, because it is all so new. We even joined a little WhatsApp group with another couple. We'd never do that now, would we?
No. Do you want to swap numbers? No.
I was in this group and was like, what's this? Yeah. Get me out. I don't want to be in a WhatsApp group.
Gage is a fucking sucker for WhatsApp groups. He just adds WhatsApp groups left, right and centre. And then I'm like just sat on the sofa and I'm just getting invited to this WhatsApp group. And I'm like, who are these people? He's like, so-and-so, we were talking at the weekend. I was like,
Why
are we in a WhatsApp group? Why? Like, why? And then he'll start adding us. I think I have literally got about 20, 30 WhatsApp groups that Gage has created and then decided to leave. So I'm the only one in this
WhatsApp.
So
he leaves you in them.
I'm really bad. I'm really bad at like meeting someone. I'm like, we should create a WhatsApp group. Do you want to create a WhatsApp group? You do? Cool. And then I'll chat for a bit. And then life, get the excitement, and then life takes over, and then I'll just leave it.
Leave living it.
Yeah. Hey, no offense, just leaving this WhatsApp group. Still friends though.
Peace. So idiot.
Then we never, ever meet them ever.
Full excitement for something when it's new, and then once it's not new anymore, it's like...
Have you got ADHD, Jen? Have you?
Yeah.
What else have you collected? Just ADHD.
I've had a bit of thrush every now and then. Oh, yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
Are you neurodivergent, Mark, or are you just normal?
I feel like I'm, yeah.
I think you're pretty normal.
I'm pretty normal.
You have a normal functioning brain. Mine is...
Yeah, it's like living on a roller coaster.
Sometimes we laugh about how funny it is. Like, I'll just say something, you just look at me and I'm like, hey, have you really just gone from that conversation to that conversation and then completely forgot about both?
Do you ever get the ADHD glitches where you walk into a room but you go back and forth because you're like, where the fuck am I going? Like,
yeah,
I can't
and then I'll do it three times. I'll be like, fuck's sake, I didn't get the charger. And then I go back up and I'm like, oh, the dog's here. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Next and you know, then I'll be like, where are my slippers? Yeah. In another room. What did I come in?
Oh, this floor needs a cleaning.
I need to wash the car.
Yeah, cleaning. Yeah.
You're like, I need to wash the car, actually.
Oh, no, that never crosses.
That's never happened.
I do that. I can be like doing a job and halfway through, I'm like, my brain's like, I don't want you to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I'll just ditch it. And then Livy comes up, she's like, why have you only cut half the grass?
Or you'll cut the grass, but then the lawnmower's still out, the extension cable, the bin's still there. Like,
yeah, my brain says
like,
no.
I'm done now. Yeah. I'm done.
This is done, so...
Yeah.
This is done. I don't need to do anything else. This is done.
Olivia loves living with me in ADHD, don't you, Liv? You absolutely like find it funny every day.
No.
It's great, I think. Are you a creative person, though?
I think so.
The TikTok of like, oh, we can do this, oh, we can do that?
A bit of both, really.
Yeah.
I get really annoyed if I've come up with a TikTok idea and then Mark wants to change it. That really upsets me.
Yes.
Do you get that as well? So I'd be like, so this is my idea. Just go with it. Like, it'll make sense. And Mark's like, I think it'd be better if we did it. No, fuck off. It was my idea.
Yeah.
So that leads me on to like a perfect question of how has it been now that your relationship is you're working together?
Yeah, how the fuck is that? Because... I'll get into it in a second.
We're not getting into it.
Oh, we're getting into it. Worky bestie. Work wifey. Oh, we're getting into it.
I mean, I think it's actually brought out the best in us, to be honest. That's a really annoying answer, isn't it? We have only been doing it 7 months,
I know,
though.
Yeah.
So maybe there's time to hate each other. Yeah. And we also only do it a couple of days a week.
I get out of the house.
You're actually a plant daddy, aren't you?
I'm a plant daddy for 3 days during the week.
Yeah.
I'm a plant daddy. So I get out of the house. Which
just
to
clarify,
I
don't sell weed. It's after plants.
Yes. So I leave the house
every
3 days.
Hit Mark up for the best kush, you know what I'm saying?
Puff. Yeah, you get out of the house for 3 days. Yeah. I'd actually quite like you to leave that job and we can focus on doing more social YouTube stuff.
But you feel like you need it sometimes. Like, we have this conversation, don't we? And you're like, Olivia, don't leave your job. And it was like, you need it sometimes.
I need to get out of the house. I could not be in that house.
Go edit videos in Costa. Not those videos.
Do you like getting out of the house or do you just like being at home?
Oh, no, I love being in the house.
Me too.
In the house.
Jen, I think we belong together.
We're so similar.
You are.
Nothing would ever get done.
It would be chaos.
We would start 1,000 projects and finish none of them.
It would be absolute chaos.
Just 10 new startups. Yeah.
You need a rock. No, in fact, let me tell you back. We need a rock. I'll stick with you, Liv. You're all right, actually. Yeah.
It would be carnage.
But like you said, like, we have them, don't we? Have them conversations. Gage will come up with an idea for a TikTok and be like, and I'm like, meh.
I'm like, how fucking dare you judge my fucking creativity?
Just fucking do it, Olivia. And I'm just like, oh, fine. And I'll do it just for the...
Do you find when you go off in a bad mood, that's you done for the day? Like, ruins your day?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there's no coming back from it.
Nah. It's like, fuck it. Delete TikTok, I don't care.
Just delete it all. Delete
Instagram.
Christmas.
Sometimes we know we're not in the mood, but we have to do them because it's our job. So we'll start, but once we start getting too much, I'm like, this is done.
Our limit is 6 to 8 TikToks. Done. Yeah. There's no more than that. I mean, 8's pushing it.
But because you still work, we have to do TikToks. I do a lot of content by myself, OF stuff, but we also do stuff together, which obviously we do on your days off. So we're doing quite a lot in a work day.
Yeah.
Because we only have a couple of days to do it. So
What's the future plans for you guys?
To be honest, we're still very new in what we're doing. So we've only had our joint page for 7-8 months. Yeah. But I guess we need to just see what happens with it.
Yeah.
We've got some plans to do YouTube. That's our next thing. Because
that's the next thing.
Jen's in the house with no makeup on, walking around with fucking GoPro yourself, film your day, an idiot.
Just be my feet on the couch.
That's it, yeah.
Occasionally the dog will walk past.
50 minutes, that's it, yeah, the dog walks past.
There'll be a parcel or...
Text, I'm on my way home from
blurring out the
shit!
Blurring out the laptop. Yeah, we're going to do YouTube because one thing that people want from us that we're not giving them at the minute is they want more.
More in-depth.
Long-form content.
Yeah, they want a better explanation of how we started swinging and why we do things the way that we do. And I guess we never really expected people to want that from us because we was just like, we make funny content. That's what we do. We're just like short, skit things. Mm, you know what I mean? We kind of mock ourselves and mock the lifestyle, but in like a positive way, if that makes sense, as opposed to it being all serious. So then when people are like, do you know what I mean? Like asking you all these questions, like, oh my God, this is so serious. I never expected this to happen. Yeah. But
so you feel like you can't go in depth so much.
You don't have the space to do that.
You don't have the space. And also you've got to watch what you say a lot of the time on other social media platforms. Whereas YouTube, I think you get away with a lot more on there, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. So I think YouTube's probably will be our next thing. Potentially been chatting to someone. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, actually. I'm going to say it and then we might have to take it out.
Nah, fuck it, we're keeping it in. I'm joking.
About hosting a content night up by us at the club where Alchemy is. They're looking for someone to host a regular content night.
So you're going
to
start doing your own events?
Possibly. Not a swinger event, a content event.
It wouldn't be a regular thing like a... I don't think we could do that.
I think they want it like every 3 months. But it depends what's in it. We haven't spoke to them yet. They're going to contact us this week.
Yeah.
They're quite keen for us to do it. I just feel like there's lots of opportunities, but we're still very early in J&M Swing or whatever we are.
Yeah, no, I like that.
So you've got plenty of room, isn't there? I feel like there's so much you can do in the lifestyle if you want to do it.
Yeah. One thing I don't see is us hosting like our own nights or anything. No. We don't really have interest in that. We'd much rather be guests.
Yeah. It's such a headache.
Sorry if I said Mac and Jen. Jen and Mac. Mac and Jen. I was like, so can you host a Swing Hub social? You're like, fuck off.
I might do it once. I'll do one, but I'm not doing it.
One-offs are fine. It's when you're doing it every month or every couple of months.
And it's your job, yeah. I think we do it as one for fun.
Because as soon as you finish one event, you're then on to the next one. That just sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But guys, listen, we've been going for this for an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my God, have we?
Yeah, it's been 50 minutes. Jen just talking. I'm joking.
Welcome to my life.
Guys, where can we follow you on Instagram?
Instagram, we are Jen and Mark.
One,
and it's Mark with a C, not Cark.
Cark.
Jen and M-A-R.
And what's your Swing Up username?
Swing Up is J&M Swing. Like our pictures, comment on the pictures. Yeah. Probably don't message us.
Don't message us. You like won't get
and
reply.
Comment and share the shit.
No, we actually reply to all the comments, but there's so many messages now, I feel like we're never going to get through them. We might have to delete and start again.
I'll go in the back admin panel and just delete everything for you and start fresh and you'll be good to go.
So we're J&M Swing on there.
Yeah, cool. And if you're on Instagram, follow us on Swing Up. I fucked it up again, Olivia.
Do you want me to do it?
Go on, you do it. Take over. Go on.
So if you want to follow us, we are on Instagram at the Swing Hub app.
No, we're not.
I'll
do it. And if you're on Instagram, please follow us at Swing Hub app. And if you're on Twitter, please follow us at Swing Hub.
There you go. Oh my God, we can't even get us out of plugs. We're out of sync with our plugs. What the fuck is going on?
Jen stole the show, that's why. That's it, Jen and Mark.
I'm just listening Mark
to
their conversation.
Mark and Jen here, they're stealing the show.
I feel like we're not doing a podcast. I feel like we're just having a chat.
It's not very chill of you guys.
This is not a bad way to do a podcast. It's the same, just listen to people talk. We don't have to work as much.
We could just sit here and let them all talk.
Mate, that's it. Well, yeah, until next time.
Done.
Peace. Bye.